episode 742, Bold Hope.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you have joy filling your heart today, because today I want to talk to you about Bold Hope. Grab a cup of coffee. Take a few minutes out just for you. Maybe the weekend's a little bit crazy. I'm coming and going. We are headed off to a speech competition for my daughter. She's number 3, and she's in high school, and so it's very exciting, but we will spend all day there. So as you're listening to this, I'm going to be listening to everybody else talking, which sometimes is a nice thing to do, and I love hearing what the youth has to say. It truly brings me great joy, and they inspire me, so who knows, I'll probably do an episode or two based on what I hear at the speech competition. But for those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to the family. I'm so excited that you're here, delighted of your presence. If you haven't already had the opportunity, I want you to head on over to createyournow.com after listening to this episode, where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Finding the Simple in Every Day. It's time to kind of break it down. We are already almost into February of 2017. See, I want to stay in January, but we're almost out of there. So I'm trying to convince myself I still have, 10 more days to make a true impact in what I'm doing in this month. Maybe you're feeling the same way. Maybe you're looking for that bold hope. What are you trying to change? How big are your dreams? You want impact? It starts with bold hope. Motivation can come and go, but when hope fades, your life's breath becomes shallow, very shallow. One needs to grab hold of the hope that sustains life, your every breath. I can think back to when we were first married, and that's going back a lot of years. We have been married this year, 24 years. I cannot believe it. And that means our life together from knowing each other, we've been together now 27 and a half years. And that's just crazy. It's like mind-blowing when I begin to think of it. And we were married, though, during the flood of 1993 in the heart of the U.S. We were married in Kansas City. And you see, on our wedding day was going to be outdoors. And with a flood, I was like, oh, Lord, please, please, we've got to stop the rain. It was so bad that my little apartment faced a golf course. And on that golf course, I have pictures of my then fiance, now husband, and my sister swimming on the golf course. I mean, it's almost, it's over 4 feet deep, and they're swimming on it. I'm talking, it was a definite flood. And if you were part of the 1993 flood, you can probably remember that here in the U.S. But you see, there was no plan B. So I was like, Lord, this is really, truly up to you. I don't know what's going to happen. I can't change the date of the wedding. It's outside. You see, we were having it in the Kansas City area because, I've moved around my entire life. And so where I hang my hat is where I call home. Being from Hawaii, that's my real home. But there was no way we could afford to fly our family and all of our friends out to Hawaii. I mean, would that have been awesome? Of course it would have been. But that will have to happen at a later day, because it definitely wasn't going to happen on our wedding day. So we decided, we found this venue that was outside. It was very quaint. It was awesome. And it was perfect size for what we thought we could bring our family and our friends together. So where we were having the ceremony, they had, though, a plan B. And their plan B was, if there was a certain percentage chance of rain, they would have this big, huge white tent put up to cover the guest. And so I arrived there first for pictures, because I was truly a traditionalist and I didn't want my husband to, or well, then fiance, we hadn't said I do yet. So technically he was my fiance. I didn't want him to see me in my wedding dress before I walked down the aisle. I wanted him to get that glimpse of, oh my gosh, here she comes and she's mine for life. Yeah, so that was kind of my Cinderella dream. So I made it happen. And we decided, we as the women, we decided we would come in first. We would have our pictures taken. Then the men would come in later. They would come in with their tuxedos and all that. They would do their pictures. And then after we said, I do, we would then join together and take pictures as groups or as now the husband and wife. So that's what we did. Well, we arrived in our limo that my wonderful husband's aunt had, you know, gotten for us. And there sat the big white tent. And I was like, okay, I know it was raining earlier this morning. And oh, it was. I was up early. And we had some misting and some light trickle, but it had let up and the skies were beginning to open up and it was blue and it was gorgeous. I mean, we got there just after noon. And I was like, oh, no, 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 no. Because it was an evening wedding. And I thought, it's going to be gorgeous. And I did not want that white tent. I did not have an outdoor wedding to be covered with a circus tent. I mean, seriously, that's what was going through my mind. So I go up to the event planner there, and it wasn't even the event planner. The one that they have there that works there full time was on vacation. We had a substitute event planner, which I found out after we had booked the event. So talk about another thing going wrong. I was just like, okay, Lord, I don't know what's going to happen, but you got this. So I went up to the event planner and I asked them, why is the tent up? And they proceeded to tell me, you know, well, there's a 30% chance, or maybe it was even 40% chance of rain. And so it's up. That's our policy. And I did sign a contract, and I do remember reading all of that. And I stood there, and I'm the bride. I have the final say-so. I'm paying for the venue. And I stood there and said, take it down. And you would have thought I asked him to part the Red Sea. Because I kid you not, he looked at me and said, if we take it down, we won't have time to put it back up. So that means if it rains, I am not taking responsibility. And I stood there and repeated, take it down. I stood there with bold hope, but not by myself. It was because God was present. Now, honestly, looking back, I think I was probably a little bit crazy because that's a big chance of rain to come. We were in the flood of 1993. The summer of it. Not only was it, we got married in August, so not only was it a flood, but it was hot and humid and sticky. And I had a long sleeve beaded dress. I mean, if you can remember the late 80s, early 90s when they had those, you know, the puffy sleeves and the big hair and all that. That was me in my beautiful long cathedral, you know, train. It was gorgeous, but I also knew that I was taking the chance. But I still stood there bold, with bold hope, and I told him to take it down. We have such a hope, we act with great boldness. I knew right then that I wasn't fighting the battle myself. The battle was going to be fought, and the victory declared how God was going to see it through. Believe it or not, it came time for the wedding. We took our pictures and my then fiance were taking their pictures and we did stuff on the staircase. It was awesome. It was beautiful. And it came time. My father married us and we had a few other kind of catastrophes that happened during the wedding. Nothing major. I mean, we had, you know, those torches that you light. Well, we had one catch on fire and not just the part of the wick that's supposed to, you know, catch on fire, but the whole thing, we had to put it out. That was during the ceremony. The restaurant that looked onto our wedding area, we didn't see it because we were facing my father who was marrying us. There was some calamity that happened and a waiter fell. It was kind of funny and kind of caused a little bit rambunctious stuff behind us. We didn't really hear it, but a few people in the back did, and I guess it was quite humorous. I think we could have won a few AFV videos, I'm just saying. But you see, it was not my battle to fight alone. I stood there with bold hope, and God gave me the most beautiful wedding ever. It was a long, gorgeous wedding, complete with a sunset painted only by his majestic hand. Not one drop of rain fell except for the tears of joy and love that echoed not only from me and my husband then, but then also from our family and our guest. Bold hope. What battle are you fighting that needs bold hope? The battle of writing your book? The battle of starting your business? Maybe the battle of healing your marriage? Maybe the battle of a loss of a child? The battle of health and prosperity? What battle do you need God to come beside you and fight with you? You don't stand alone. Your battle is already won. So celebrate, smile, fill your heart with joy, knowing that even though you may be walking and that percent may be so high, God's got this. 100%. He's got this. Walk bravely in your days, knowing that with great boldness comes greater hope. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.